Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thy the glory revives us again. One of many musical notes from a gospel hymn ringing softly in the air. As I open my eyes and a flood of morning light is beaming in the room, a sense of peace is reigning over me. Mother must be in the kitchen cooking hoe cake bread and smothered potatoes. When she was satisfied with the events in her life, she would sing these verses over and over again. I do not believe she knew the rest of the song. Maybe these familiar verses gave or signified her peace. What I do know is it made me feel safe. Later in my life, when I was content with whatever space I was in, I would unconsciously sing or hum these same lines of hymn. I hear Father walking in the hall towards the kitchen. He was short in stature, only 5'5 and 160 lbs, but his footsteps sounded like a taller and heavier person. One of the rare times he was home is on a Saturday morning. He drove a cab and was always at the cab stand hoping for a constant need for drivers, which meant large tips and rewarding paydays, as I overheard him and Mother talking. Because he worked so many hours, we did not get to spend much family time together. He played the saxophone and the piano. I did not personally experience this talent of his often during my childhood. Mother was the dominant authority figure in our family as far back as I can remember. She was 5'9 and had good posture. Before the first divorce, yes, Mother and Father were married the first time around 1945. Throughout my childhood, periodically, Mother would often tell us many stories and opinions about her life, such as, "You see, they were great friends, but terrible spouses." As a matter of fact, according to Mother, it shocked their circle of friends when they got married. Mother was in an engaged relationship with a culturally prominent man, good-looking, tall, fair-skinned, with good hair, who was really fond of my mother. She was a very pretty young woman, tall, thin, and light-skinned. Men were very attracted to her. She could have had her pick. The problem was a self-esteem issue that Mother secretly hid. Others thought she was just shy. Mother could hold her own in conversation with the best of them. She called it mother wit. Well, whatever it was, it hid the fact that she only had a third-grade education due to her step-grandparents, who raised her, believing she needed to be working in the cotton fields to earn her keep. Her mother had taken Mother to live with these step-grandparents out of spitefulness. Because Mother is a family child created from cousins, there was a type of feud as to who should raise her. Mother was stolen and deposited in another state with these step-grandparents, who detested the fact that she was light-skinned while they were dark-skinned. Imagine that environment for a child to grow up in. Mother was abused, mistreated, starved, and unloved for most of her life.